people just don't want it. We don't want, you know, watercourses being polluted, or, you know, and we don't want all the destruction of lorries and all the rest of it.
Well, Annie, stay there. Hang on a sec. Paul, persuade Annie that it's a good idea. You're in an area where it might happen. Annie's in an area where it might happen. You persuade her why she should accept it.
Annie, I'm a water resource engineer, chartered water resource engineer, retired. I can tell you now that the idea you've got of polluting water resources, etc., you know, rivers, etc., is absurd. But Annie, answer this question. What would you replace the base power supply with? Would you go the German way and build 18 coal power stations? Because renewables do not offer a base power supply. So tell me, Annie, how would you run our factories?
Well, we have to put a lot more money into renewables. In fact, they've just been given planning permission. Can you just let me speak, please?
Yeah, okay.
We've just been given planning permission just down the coast from where I am for a tidal barrage at Fleetwood. You know, more money has to be put into all this sort of thing. In the meantime, we'll carry on with the sources of gas and what have you that we've got at the moment. But I don't see why, you know, when we're supposed to be cutting down on our carbon emissions, it's going to be a good idea to start, you know, going in that direction whatsoever, apart from the fact of how it's going to affect people locally. You know, it's linked to childhood asthma, the water pollution as well. I mean, you just can't ignore all this stuff. And people, you know, local people around here that I've talked to don't want it, and neither do they in Yorkshire, where the first place where they have got planning permission to do it. There's huge opposition there. They're trying to get enough money there together to take the council to court and go to court over it. Local people just don't want it. And we won't be bribed by £10,000, which is absolutely nothing, and I don't believe we'd ever get it anyway. You know, it's going to put the price of people's houses down by a huge amount if you live in an area with all this kind of thing going on.
Let me bring Paul back in, because you've had a good go at it, Paul.
You have not answered my base question. What you've given us is hope. Hope about developments in the future. Actually, I was water resource engineer for Wales at one point in my career, and there was the tidal barrage, by the way, way back in the 70s being proposed. And I'm all for clean energy power. I'm all for it. But there's a huge cost to it. Now, whether the population wants to pay the extra cost is up to them. But I don't think you can speak, nor can I, for a population. I can't speak for everyone, and nor can you speak for Lancashire and Yorkshire. You know, you just take rent-a-mob, a rent-a-protest, which is protest on almost anything, meaningless. A lot of people up there, by the way, voted to leave the EU and leave the restrictions that they impose on us. But look, you've got to give industry a solid thing. And what's happened is government has hesitated all the time. And the result is we are heading, I am retired from a business now that I founded that employs 600 people, and we want energy to keep that going. And you won't have jobs, you'll have brownouts and so on. You'll have people paying factories to shut off their production. That's what we're heading for, because of the cowardness of government in dealing with this. America has actually reduced its CO2 emissions below its previous levels. Actually, not grown, reduced. Why? Because of fracking. You're living in a dream world. Give me the actual cases of this water pollution, etc. Because actually, it's all a total scare story, not based on fact.
Paul, I'll give the last word to Annie, because you've had a good say there. Annie?
Well, I just think it's not worth the risk, and
Paul's background and Paul's point of view, having spent all those years in that industry, is that if we don't do this at some stage, we're shooting ourselves in the foot, and particularly when you look at the problems in the north when it comes to unemployment and poverty. Here is a great chance, perhaps, to start building up an industry in order to make the area more prosperous.
I don't think so. I don't think it brings that many jobs initially when they're putting the actual, the infrastructure in. But after that, I don't think it's going to bring many jobs. And I think a lot of people don't want jobs at any cost. You know, we do have to live on this planet, and we don't want to keep on and on increasing our carbon footprint, and we don't want the actual disruption and the possible pollution and all the rest of it around here or anywhere else. There's a lot of people who don't. You know, I can't.
You're happy to not do it at all under any circumstances.
Under any circumstances, I absolutely agree with.
You don't think that that is shooting ourselves in the foot, denying ourselves a potential supply of our own energy and our own resources.
No, not at that price.